Hello, my lovelies. This is Pete Lacey, and welcome to What's On in Eastbourne. It's Wowie hashtags, yeah. And we've got some pretty good stuff for you tonight. We've got some old, we've got some new, but we haven't got any blue, so that'll be a good thing. And I have my colleague here doing the technical stuff as well as chipping in with a few bits of the conversation. It's our Chris Debs.
Evening all. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Chris. And yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. Enjoying the weather, although it is a bit warm in here, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit warm in here, yeah. And I'm not good with the warm weather anyway, but I refuse to complain about it because we get enough horrible weather in this country, so let's just try and embrace it a bit and just keep up with it.
Okay, I'll shut up. Anyway, yeah, good to see you again. So here we go, yeah.
Okay, so the first one is a new one. It's a group called Season from Worthing. They all graduated from the Brighton Music College, BIMM, and they're now a professional band, and they do the functions and do the weddings, do everything like that. And they've got a nice little selection of music on their website. You can go and visit them. Just put in Seasons in there and put band with it, and it comes up quite quickly. They're appearing at the Prince's Playhouse this Friday the 20th. Mm-hmm. Do you fancy a bit of rock and roll?
Why not?
Yeah, let's start it off with a bit of rock and roll, shall we? So this is Seasons' version of Johnny B. Good by Chuck Berry.
Oh, Johnny B. Good. Okay, that'll be good. I like that. Well, there we go. See, I like that one. It just reminds me of Back to the Future, for a start.
Yes.
Hardly a musical type of comment there, I know. And certainly nothing to do with Eastbourne. Back to the Future. And as I was mentioning earlier, there's a reggae version of that with Pete Tosh from 1982 or 3 or 4 or something like that. At least I think it is. I'll have to find that. But again, he's not from Eastbourne.
No,
it doesn't appear here either. So really, I've just wasted about a minute of my time there, Pete. Sorry.
That's all right.
Shut up.
Right, so the next one we've got is a chap called Lee Granger. New one. Another new one.
Oh, right.
Now, he's not appearing in Eastbourne, but he is appearing at the weekend in Bexhill. The Great Gatsby Fair.
I've seen some things about that.
Yeah. I mean, I would, you know, I'd call him the he sings the swing stuff, the crooner stuff, Frank Sinatra, all that sort of thing. He's quite often seen busking outside Waterstones in the town centre as well.
Okay.
Does a few gigs. I mean, he's not it's not one of those situations where he, like Owen Donovan and the other ones, the professional ones, does it for a living. I mean, he does a few gigs here and there when he can get them. Apparently, he's looking quite forward to the weekend at the Great Gatsby Fair in Bexhill. He kindly provided me with some tracks, which was always useful, as we were saying before.
You know,
if they provide me with the music, we can feature them in nice clean sounds. So he provided me with a CD, and I picked out one which I thought he did particularly well. The Frank Sinatra classic, You Make Me Feel So Young. He's originally from London, born in Whitechapel, he was. Mm. Yeah, so born in Whitechapel. He was a soloist in a school choir at primary school, and he did actually once sing in St Albans Cathedral. But that was it. He didn't sing at all then until started singing again about 5 years ago.
All right.
So, but I think it's a particularly nice version of this classic. So this is Lee Granger with You Make Me Feel So Young, a cover version of the Frank Sinatra classic.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel though spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I, just like a couple of tots running across the middle, picking up all the forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, wonderful flames to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel though spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. 'Cause you and I, just like a couple of tots running across the middle, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, wonderful flames to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. Yes, you make me feel young.
Exactly, yeah. Brilliant.
That was very nice, I think.
It was. It's very good. Lee Granger, eh?
Lee Granger, yeah, from Whitechapel originally.
Right. So, obviously, and he's going to be at Bexhill this weekend. Which is the weekend of the 20th.
Yes.
Friday or something. Yeah, oh, okay, all right. So, yeah, that's pretty good then. Sorry, go on.
Well, I was just saying that we've got an old one now coming up. One of our regulars here, the Caveman. They're not appearing in this 2 weeks that we're featuring here, because we're featuring the 16th to the 29th of July.
Uh-huh.
But the reason why I'm putting them in is that they've contacted me and they provided me with a gig list.
Okay.
See. Right through to December.
That's organisation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made
good.
A special effort to actually send me that. So I'm going to play this cover, which is with all the other ones that they do so well. They've been quite busy though. I should tell you that they're here in August. They've got a couple of dates in August. They're at Alexander Arms and Langley Sports Club. They're again here in September. That's the Crown and Anchor. There's also the Seven Sisters Pub as well. So they're getting around a bit in September. So August, September, they're here a few times. So there'll be a chance to see them if you haven't seen them before. Mm. They did a local beer festival in Hastings recently. And apparently they went down quite well, mind you. I mean, beer and the Cavemen. I mean, it's a pretty good combo, isn't it? I've known worse combinations, I can tell you that.
Totally.
So I've got this one now. It's the Robert Palmer song they're going to cover, and it's A Bad Case of Loving You. So let's go for it.
I shall keep myself back from singing along to that.
The usual competent performance from the cavemen.
Oh, from the cavemen.
Oh, yeah, from the cavemen, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, not me. Yeah, that's nice, so. Isn't it? Anyway.
So, I was quite pleased that they sent through the gig list. And another group in this set that did the same. Come to those later, but yeah. So, but they are appearing in Eastbourne, so there is a reason to put them in there.
Yeah,
but
often as well, by the looks of it. So
yeah,
good.
But the whole point is, I'm trying to say, is that if people are going to make the effort and whatnot, I'm going to make the effort for them on the radio show. You know, like people sending people, you know, still get that message out, sending the MP3s, sending your stuff to pete@eastbourne.online.
Exactly. Otherwise, so, how can you find out? How can you know that they exist, Pete?
That's right.
All right.
That's right. So
get them in, guys. Come on.
Okay. So are we ready for the next one, Chris?
I think we are.
Okay,
yeah.
Uncle Chris. Okay, then. Another old friend of ours, Owen Donovan. He's appearing at the Crown and Anchor Saturday the 28th. Just recently back from a tour in Denmark. He's been out there a few times, actually. He seems to be quite popular in Eastern Europe.
Right.
I mean, I found out recently that he actually did a bit of a tour in Poland in 2016. And very interestingly as well, what I think is really cool, this is, he once got a gig in the Bahamas.
Okay.
Yeah, so the guy liked him so much that he sort of asked him to go over there because it was a really special occasion and for this particular bloke, and obviously quite a well-off gentleman.
I was going to say, so he got paid more than 20 quid or something?
I got paid more than 20 quid, yeah. I would have thought so, yes. But
got flown out there, okay.
Yeah, so...
Ooh, very fancy.
Yeah, I mean, I think he did more than one gig, obviously, it was... So he's very popular, which is good because he's a professional musician. This is what he does for a living. So he gets to you... Well, I think he gets to you in his music as well. I mean, his lyrics are very good. And I've spoken to him a few times now, and he's a person, he's really quite deep, but he's genuine, and he's one of the nicest people I've met, which is because they can be a bit sometimes in this industry, although I haven't had that experience at all from anybody. So,
precious is what you're looking for.
Is that the word?
Yeah, it's the word.
Okay, good. Okay. So this is an original song. It's called Itch, and it's from the album Live a Little, which we featured a couple of songs on before.
Yeah.
So, let's let them have a listen, folks. And it's Owen Donovan with Itch.
Cut all my ties. Don't look for me now. remember who I am.
Very distinctive old Owen, isn't he?
Yes.
It's good.
As I say, if you do get to listen to him, I mean, as we said before, he does the cover versions, but they are quite good because he, obviously it's a version, but he's got that distinctive voice that goes with it as well.
Yes, exactly.
And whenever I've seen him, you know, it's always very popular. I mean, it always goes down well with the listeners, that, you know, the audience there in the pubs and clubs and all that sort of thing. It's really, you know, it's really good.
Okay, imagine that. Good on you.
Yeah, he grows on you. I do. I think he's good. Yeah. I think he's really good.
Well done, Owen, yeah.
Right, so occasionally, as you might remember, I occasionally do an international section.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to do an international section
here. Is it Mexican?
Yeah.
Is it Mexican? I don't
know. No, it's not Mexican. You're thinking food again, aren't you?
It's late.
I can tell.
Right, okay. Well, it makes a change from beer. But
yeah, very true. So, yeah, international section. Normally do one record in an international section. These guys are so good, I'm doing two records.
That's favouritism.
Yeah, it is.
And they're not even Mexican.
No, they're not even Mexican. They come from the United States of America.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yes.
Nearly.
Yes, but the connection with Eastbourne is that they are touring the UK in September. I have one date in Eastbourne, and it's September the 1st, and it's at the Crown and Anchor.
Oh, right. Okay.
And I think they're quite special. They've got a nice repertoire of original songs as well. They do a few covers. A lot of their stuff is original. You can find them easily on the website, Yankee and the Foreigners. They've got stuff on SoundCloud. They've got everywhere. Do support them. You can buy one of their tracks for 99 cents.
Hey.
I mean, it's really sort of really good, and they look such a fun group, young, energetic, very exuberant in that US way, but in a nice way. And they have got a really good sense of humour. They've got one particular track which they do, and it's on a video as well on their website. And they're doing the "Wanna Be Like You," the Jungle Book version. Clever. The funny thing is, they're doing it all in onesies.
Right.
Okay, but what it does, because they're enjoying it, but they're being quite clever here. What it does, what that song does, it shows off their vocal harmony range as well. Right. So it's quite. So if anybody wants to sort of look them up, have a look at it. It's really quite good fun.
Okay.
So first track that we're going to have from Yankee and the Foreigners, one I particularly like, it's called Honolulu.
Okay, all right. Not Mexico then?
No.
Okay.
Talking to town, it's true. Of all the people in the world, you shoes. Oh girl, I think I wanna marry you. On my mind, guess I'll try for the honeymoon. Give me one-way ticket to Honolulu. If I could, then I would give my love back to you. Cause honey, you're fine. I'll be lying when I say I. 10 years later, we were walking home from school, and then you whispered to me. You said I wanna take it further. I'm thinking about the future and where we will be. Hey! Don't you wanna settle down? Don't you wanna fool around and raise a few of our own? Well then I'll make a big mistake. I'll let you have your way. Your head over heels in your wedding gown. On my mind, I guess I'll try for the honey. Give me one-way ticket to Honolulu. If I could, then I would give my love back to you. Cause honey, you're fine. The big blue ocean, I'm losing my devotion as you're miles and miles away from me.
Oh my mind, guess I'll try for the honeymoon. Give me one-way ticket to Honolulu. If I could, then I would give my love back to you. Cause honey, you're fine, yes honey, you're fine.
Oh my mind, guess I'll try for the honeymoon. Give me one-way ticket to Honolulu. If I could, then I would give my love back to you. Cause honey, you're fine. Cause honey, you're fine. On my mind, guess I'll try for the honeymoon. Give me one-way ticket to Honolulu.
So
I like that.
Yeah, me too. And I'm not going to talk about food, but that's definitely, I think, a drinking song.
It's, yeah, and the other thing that makes me, that I thought about it as well, it's got almost that, what I call that Irish feet.
Yeah, yeah, a tapping.
Feel, a tapping thing. You can't help but start, yeah. So, yeah, but they're a five-piece band. They came out, they were sort of, current location is Boston. They all, I believe they were all in the Boston Music Academy, got together there. Apparently they used to busk in Boston in those animal onesies that I mentioned as well, so right. Which is quite amusing. They have a British connection, actually. They've got, one of the members is a chap called Sam Marks, who comes from Essex.
Oh, okay.
So, and went over there to study music and got together with this band. Mm. Probably one of the reasons why maybe they've been persuaded to come back over the UK, a bit of a tour as well, so he can come home for a little while.
Plus, if they're from Boston, then that would make some sense with perhaps the Irish influence in it.
Yes.
It's very, you know, very Irish in Boston, isn't it?
Oh, yeah,
proudly
very Irish.
So.
Yes, yes.
I'd love to go there, actually.
I would as well.
Hmm, haven't been there.
Yeah, it's where the Kennedys and the Fitzgeralds come from, yes. The political families.
Yes, exactly.
So we won't go into that. But bore you too
no
much.
No politics.
Right? No politics, yeah. So they, I mean, they're doing quite well. I mean, they begun in 2015, so it's only about 3 years, and they've got a good presence over there. Very professional presence online as well. It's all, I mean, I'm quite impressed with it. So I think they deserved the two songs, and the next one I'm going to play in a second. But it's just a two-song taster for the appearance they're going to make in The Crown and Anchor on the 1st of September. And really, if you do get a chance, you like this sort of music. I mean, described as an indie folk rock band. If you like that sort of thing and you like what you've just heard, just go for it. I mean, because I think they're going to be a real good fun to actually go and see.
Yeah,
it'll be
absolutely.
A really big good evening. So the next one we've got, it is a cover. It's it's the One Republic, and it's the song Counting Stars. Very good version of this, I think, as well.
Lately I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard,
Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. Makes me feel
lately hot that I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby hot that I've been praying hard, so no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars.
I feel the love and I feel it burn down this river every turn. Hope is a four-letter word. Take that money, watch it burn. Makes me want to
lately I'm dead. I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby I'm dead. I've been praying for. I said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. I said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. I said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting.
Take that money, watch it burn. Sink in the river, the lessons I've learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sink in the river, the lessons I've learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sink in the river, the lessons I've learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sink in the river, the lessons I've learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Me feel
lazy.
Great stuff. There you go.
Yeah, a bit of a stop there, and then a go, and that sort of thing. Like, keep guessing this lot. Till I tell you. I say, but they're from all over the place. So we say Sam's from Essex. They've got Tim Lowton, who's from Canada. Where is it now? What have we got? I've forgotten now. Connor McCoy's from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Right.
Molly Pope, forgot to say about Molly, but she didn't come from the Boston School. She studied at the Berklee College of Music. We've got Zach Roston, the drummer, the man with the big beard.
Big beard.
But if you visit the website, you will see.
Yes.
But yeah, quite impressed with that lot. Quite impressed, and I'm definitely got it in my diary for the 1st of September to go and see those. Really good. Okay, so back to a bit of old now. In the nicest possible sense of bit of an old friend of a band. We've got Inner Soul Collective.
Oh yes.
Now they're at the appearing Friday the 20th at the Crown and Anchor. Again, this is the other group I mentioned that provided me with a list of gigs. And they provide me right through to November.
No.
And yeah, so they're very busy. They're out and about all over the place at the moment doing doing gigs. All over the Pevensey, they're quite near. If you miss them, they're at the Loft Lounge on August the 24th. All over the place. I keep forgetting where these things are going. They've got a British Legion Seaford, Crown and Anchor back in September. Fisherman's Club again in September, very, very busy, which is only indicative of how good they are as a live performing band, all sort of from the industry anyway, professional musicians,
right.
Really good. So I think I've played this one before, but I'm not going to make any excuses because Gemma, the vocalist, I really, absolutely, really quite, really like this version of Jocelyn Brown's Somebody Else's Guy, just as good live as it is now. If you don't get a chance to see them this Friday, do look them up. Got lots of dates all around the area. You'll be in for a good evening.
Makes me feel
that song reminds me of a lot when I was growing up. I used to listen to that all the time. And she really pulled that Jocelyn Brown thing off there, didn't she?
Yeah, Gemma's really good on that. And I think you were saying during when we were listening to that, I mean, the musicians in the background, Simon on the keyboards, the other guys, really good. Really, really, really good.
I was looking forward to that, what do they call it nowadays, the drop, you know, when it all, when it all kicks off. And I was looking forward to that. Do you, if you obviously you can't see us guys, but so Pete was saying something. Oh, hang on a second, wait, because I wanted to hear it. I wanted to hear exactly how it was. And congratulations, guys! I think that was really good. You know, first song for my youth. So there you go.
Oh, bless.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Okay, so we go on to the next one, which is another new one. There's got a few new ones in this show. Don't I? Have you ever heard of the genre transatlantic feral folk?
Well, if I said yes, would you believe me?
No.
No, you'd be right to. No, I have not heard of
it's feral. Quite an interesting genre title, isn't it?
Yeah, is it something to do with cats? The feral
No,
just wild or something, is it?
No, not really. It's a description of the music, a group called Stone Junction.
Okay.
Do they from the current locations from Hastings. They do make appearances, but they also make appearances as solo artists and duets as well.
Okay.
And this is where the connection comes with, because there's a chappy called Michael Prochak, who's doing a solo performance at the Crown and Anchor again. But that's... I'm putting them in because, regrettably, that will be for Thursday the 19th.
Right. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
as far as we're recording. Yeah.
As far as we're recording tomorrow. So if you listen to the show, you know... You missed him.
Do we have any other dates or that's it?
We've got not quite...
Okay, well, I'll tell you... We'll set up a Prochak alert.
Yeah.
Should we do that?
Yeah, we'll do that.
For the
next
time. That.
They are at the Crown and Anchor at some point, and I did... Oh, that's very, very amateurish, isn't it? I didn't bring it in. They are at a crowd. I believe Stone Junction are actually in Eastbourne at some point in the very, very near future.
Okay, right.
So I'll keep an eye out for it and keep people informed.
Exactly. Well, guys, if you listeners, if you like it, then obviously you can keep yourself informed as well,
and
maybe let us know.
Yeah.
If anyone finds out.
Yeah. August the 24th, Crown and Anchor.
Oh,
that's
yes.
What. I've just remembered. Just remembered.
Okay.
And I think also in August before that, they're at the Working Men's Club in Firle Road.
Ah, so it all comes back to you.
Yeah, so, this is an original song from Michael Prochak. I quite like it. Now, whether you think it's transatlantic feral folk, I can't really say, ooh. But it's got obviously that folk Americanism to it because he's actually, from the United States originally.
Okay.
A professional artist now. This is one of four original tracks by Michael on a recently released Stone Junction album called Could We Start This All Again? Which is sometimes how I feel when I'm talking, to be honest.
I know the feeling.
So let's give it a try. It's Nightbird by Michael Prochak, who's with Stone Junction. Love.
blackbird song in harmony. Still deceived by legacy, keeps her heart in chains and throws away the key that set her free.
So for me, okay, this is what I'm going to say. A feral folk thing is to me. Now, obviously, I know nothing. It's the first time I've heard that. It sounds great. So it's all obviously no percussion in there?
Not in that particular one, no.
Oh, but there is another one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sure that, yeah.
And in that case, my theory goes out the window.
Okay.
Along with the bathwater and babies and all sorts. Okay. I'll shut up again.
Okay.
I don't know why you have me on, actually, Pete, to be quite honest.
Well, yeah, it's good fun, isn't it? It's good fun. You're my techie man, that's why.
Oh, yeah,
as well.
That's all you want me for.
Yeah.
Not my wit or banter. Anyway, yeah, okay.
So we've got another new one. Again, this is a solo performance, but from a person who's in a band. It's a chap called Nigel Bagge, Bagge. Mm. And it's a member of the group called Bag of Nuts, which I think is quite amusing.
Yeah, I quite like that. Yes.
Nigel's appearing on Friday the 27th at the Crown and Anchor. Quite interesting. He started doing covers many years ago. He started doing covers playing the Shadows songs. I mean, that's how long ago it was. Then, you know, the likes of John Mayall and the Blues Breakers and the Albans and with Eric Clapton, it changed everything. He actually began professionally to sing in the 1970s, and then he was doing quite well. Some Geordie folk rockers called Lamplight, or called later Cold Comfort. And anybody listening out there might know of these bands. I mean, I've never heard of them. But so they used to do the pubs, the London pub scene. But then the punk came along. It seemed to ruin their side of things. So he went off into something more professional in the 80s. And then in late 90s, he was offered a job as a front man with a group called the Mighty 45s, and he's gone on from there.
Oh, right.
This one, I, again, particularly like it. It's an original song, and he's got some original songs, other original songs, which are quite good as well. But this one I particularly liked. Nice little title. It's God Made Lily. So let's have a listen.
I now have to come up with a I quite like that. That was good.
Yeah,
that
it makes
kept
you
me
want
going.
To do that, though, didn't it?
Yeah, a bit of air guitar, sort of country and western kind of. Yeah, that was good.
So that's Friday the 27th, Crown Anchor.
Right.
That's the only appearance in Eastbourne that between now and September. And there's no dates of information after that. But they've got a busy period as Bag of Nuts. They're performing on points north, east, and west of Eastbourne, covering Sussex, Kent, Surrey and Essex. So quite a busy lot.
Yeah.
Getting a professional group, but I thought that was quite good.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
That's my lot.
Oh, sorry, I was going to say, very kind of Eagles-esque as well, I thought. Certainly the intro to that song.
Yeah.
Reminded me of some, again, one or two tracks on Hotel California. And his voice was familiar as well.
Yes.
Trying to think who. Can't. Let us know, guys. Email Pete. Yeah. Let him know. PeteEastbourne.online.
Because that is bugging us a bit, that is.
Anyway, sorry, I interrupted. Go on.
That's all right, Chris. I was saying, well, that's my some old, that's my some new, but none of them were blue.
No, you're right there.
That's my show for this time.
Excellent.
It's covering the gigs from the 16th to the 29th of July.
Okay, so now you need to instruct everyone what to do again, and if they want to be featured on your show.
Yeah, they've got to send in MP3s or contact me. We can discuss stuff and we can sort of chat about things and send in to pete@eastbourne.online.
Brilliant. So that's pete@eastbourne.online, or you can contact him via the show page as well. Leave a comment at the bottom, Facebook as well, all of that sort of stuff, where we are on there as Eastbourne Online, and on Twitter at Eastbourne Now. So, yeah, brilliant. Well done. Nice show. I enjoyed that.
Thank you, sir.
I should be listening to that on the train home.
Okay.
Brilliant. See you again soon, Pete.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye-bye.